instead of listening to what Paul said, he followed the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship. And this morning I want to use for a subject, a storm is coming, but stay on the ship. Thank you. forsaken, nor his seed bear bread. Now, on the other hand, there's a storm called the storm of perfection. All of us know about Job, don't we? And I know the Bible that Job was an upright man, but Job had a problem with self-righteousness. See, if you read the scriptures, God had to humble Job. We only read Job chapter 1. But see, when you know, Job began to question God. See, some storms of correction come because we don't do what we're supposed to do. So we get mad at church and we pick up our marbles and say, we're going home and ain't playing no more. Anybody know what I'm talking about? We did, y'all did. Sometimes in leadership roles, the first time you run the office, you ready to quit because somebody didn't go along with you. How many of you had problems on your job? And you get upset on your job.
And normally during this time of year, the sailing was
and they would tell God the sky what was going to go on with the weather. Now, we look in verse 10. Paul told them. Now, we shouldn't go on this voyage. But even though Paul told them, they refused to listen. Now, why I would have listened to Paul is this. When you read the Bible, Paul had been shipwrecked three other times. Now, the person has been shipwrecked three times.
Got some pastors that are trying to power our power.
See, right now, in the baptism of the third day, they begin to throw some of the baggage off the ship. Some of the things we carry around in life that we think are essential are really not necessary. Amen. See, that's something that we thought that was part of this Christian journey that's not necessary. See, sometimes I have to suffer all my life and suffer me, and I'm just so not wrong. Jesus came that we might have life and abundance. And sometimes, anybody in your days ever get dark? Read this story. It said, and the day after midnight, and that they no longer saw the sun, they didn't see the stars. All they could hear, feel, and think about around them was a storm. But just when you think all hope is gone, here comes a word from the Lord. And Paul said, I told you not to leave, but you didn't listen. He said, but God told me to tell you to be a good cheer, that nobody's life will be lost. Nothing but the sheep. In the ship, your life's gonna be lost. I know somebody sitting here saying, God gave me common sense. And I'm gonna get out of this ship because of this storm and the tear this ship apart. I know that you got some scientific things in here, right? That use your opinion of common sense. I'm gonna tell you something. Would you stay on a sinking ship? Think about it. How many of you got a little stay on a sinking ship? Don't raise your hand. But God is trying to tell you something. Watch this. I'm going to get out of here. Come on, look at me. Let's get up out. This is what happens. The ship might be broken into pieces. The ship might go down. But the reason that I'm depending on staying on the ship, because if the ship even gets broken, we'll be right back. Something to keep.